chickens, eggs, raises so many questions. This one, though, is not about which came first. Rather, when it comes to eggs, what constitutes free range? It's a contentious issue. About the definition of free range, it's been debated for years, but now a group of Australian egg producers is urging state and federal governments to create a legal, enforceable definition of free range. One of those producers is Kathy Barrett, who joins us from her farm on Kangaroo Island. Kathy, welcome.
Good morning, Jonathan and listeners.
Well, free range, it should be a fairly simple thing. I imagine a chicken in a paddock.
And that's the problem. We all think that it should be a chicken in a paddock, but it's how many chickens over what area that seems to be causing the issue.
So what circumstances exist now? If I'm selling eggs and I want to put free range on my carton, what do I need to do?
You can put free range on your carton, as the law stands.
The model without code, any other check or, you know, control?
That's correct. The model code of practice, which has been on the go for quite a few years, suggested 1,500 birds is the free-range stocking density. Most genuine free-range producers stock at those numbers or less. We are stocking a lot less than that number.
That's stock per hectare?
Yes, per hectare. And really, there's no legal definition of free-range, so you can put on there what you like. I know that Coles are doing 10,000 birds a hectare. There are some producers that have done 20,000 birds a hectare, and I have heard of reports of up to 40,000 birds a hectare.
So how much space have you got, let's say, let's take the lower of those, 10,000 birds per hectare? What sort of space does that give each chook?
Each chook, I think, with that is getting a half a square metre. I'm not sure about that exact figure. I haven't actually sat down and worked that one out.
So it's not quite cage farming, but it's not a lot far away from that. Or in what way is it different?
It is different than cage because the birds actually have access to an outside area. But really it's like a barn with a door open with a very small area outside. It gets denuded of grass, you know, very quickly, because the chooks are there 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. So if they're let out into a fresh paddock, it's green and, you know, lush for a little while, but it doesn't take long for them to destroy that.
It's an extraordinary area of sort of consumer awareness, and I think people shop for eggs which, you know, ease their consciences a bit, but they're confronted with a whole lot of labels: barn laid, cage free, free to roam, RSPCA endorsed. Confusion would be a reasonable situation to confront the consumer with so many available labels and names.
Definitely. Confusion is the issue, and this is why we're asking for there to be clear definitions of what it is so the consumer can actually make an educated choice without going in and researching each different label and their farming practices. They really have no idea, unless you're buying an organic product, which stipulates that you must manage your pastures and have lesser density. So, you know, that's the only true way of guaranteeing that you're getting a free-range egg, is going for a certified organic product.
And what's the resistance to having some sort of codification of that?
The resistance is coming from any of the bigger producers. Originally, you know, they weren't worried about the free range. They were quite happy to go on with their cage production and just sort of say that, yeah, free range is just sort of fringe stuff. Now that we're getting into the fact that people are making a more informed choice, free range is growing. And the bigger producers want to cash in on that. So they really want to be able to open their cage sheds and have the little roadway that they used to use outside and around their sheds and call that free range.
It's what people want, but it's not necessarily what they're getting. You mentioned, Kathy Barrett, that before, big producers, and you talked there about producers like Coles. It's another instance where the supermarket chains are moving into the direct business of production and starting to dominate those areas?
Absolutely. Coles, all the big supermarkets, really have a lot of pressure on how people are farming, and they can see that the consumers want the free range on the shelf. They know that they're not going to be able to get the product on their stocking at the 1500 density, because there's just not enough small producers to do that. So therefore they're just lowering the standards and saying, okay, if you meet these criteria, we can still call it free range. But until there's a legal definition or something legislated, they're going to get away with doing that.
I guess it's one of those things. I mean, consumers are demanding this as a product, and consumers could well demand that protection through law as well. You've already had a bit of a victory with the South Australian government. What happened there?
Absolutely. We've done a lot of pushing with the South Australian. We started off, there's been two bills put up by the Greens and also the Liberals. They were both knocked back. They were looking at labelling laws, making it to do that. John Rau then stepped in and has, through the consumer, has said no, what the consumers are getting needs to be, you know, $1,500 or less. He's done a lot of research into this. He put up that anybody that is doing 1,500 birds or less can use a sticker that they're actually, or a logo that they're now manufacturing or trying to sort out, and you can put that on your cartons so that they know that those eggs are produced at 1,500 birds or less. It won't stop anything coming in to South Australia from another state still calling them free range. It just gives the South Australian consumer the confidence, if they see they're supported by our local government, that they can actually get eggs that are produced in a genuine free range situation.
So as things stand, if I'm at my supermarket, I'm looking at that range of eggs before me and I'm looking at all those cartons stamped free range, how many of those would actually have that 1,500 hen per hectare limit?
In South Australia, I think there's about 23. A lot of us are smaller producers, so we're not in your big supermarkets and places like that. So, you know, that's where the majority of the smaller 1,500 genuine free-range producers sell their stuff, not really with the Coles and Woolies.
So the bulk of those eggs in the supermarket that are branded free-range are nothing of the sort?
No. You just have to research it yourself and actually find out, because, no, you could be paying for something that is totally not, well, in my opinion, free range.
Well, I think, Cathy Barrett, that you would have many consumers on your side, and that the, you know, people clearly want that product and assume that they're buying what the package claims is, you know, claims to be free range. If that's not the case, I think consumers would not be best pleased.
And they're not. Humane Choice has been a great support to this. We did a postcard nationally, and a lot of the smaller producers put it in each dozen eggs for 6 weeks and got 30,000 postcards returned, and they were actually delivered to the government. Now, we've had no response regarding that. You know, it's just, okay, that's what the consumer said. But in saying that, ACCC is prosecuting two companies, one in New South Wales and one in Western Australia, for what they class as misrepresentation, mm-hmm. because they're calling it free range, and that's also coming from Choice has put in a claim, Fair Trade New South Wales is looking at it, and Fair Trade New South Wales and John Rau are trying to push for a national standard at this stage.
Well, the wheels are slowly turning.
Very slowly.
Cathy Barrett, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you, listeners.
Cathy Barrett, who raises eggs on Kangaroo Island in South Australia. 1,500 hens per hectare is the goal. 10 to 20,000 is more often the reality.